Joe Biden 2024 is out, and Democrats are now chanting Kamala Harris's name. Taking a page from the Republicans unifying around Trump last week, the Democratic Party this week quickly united behind Harris and secured the necessary delegate pledges to all but guarantee her nomination. That came mere days after Biden announced he was no longer planning to run. Kamala Harris already had a planned visit to Milwaukee this week, but as the vice presidential candidate. Instead, as Merv Seymour reports, the event became her first official campaign stop as candidate for president.
Hello, Wisconsin! Do we have Milwaukee in the house today?
Oh, the energy is high.
A special summertime pep rally.
I think her saying that she's going to run has re-energized the party.
This is the land of Kamala Harris.
It's all playing center court inside the Bulldogs gymnasium at West Allis Central High School.
She's ready to prosecute the case against Donald Trump.
Surrounded by tight Secret Service protection, this rally has presidential implications.
And we are united around Kamala.
And people in the stands like Julie Landry know it.
She brings experience, she brings excellence, she brings commitment, she brings dedication, she brings intelligence, she brings energy, she brings hope.
She can continue the work that Biden's done so far in the past 4 years, continue to build on the economy that he's kind of set a good baseline for, and really take us to new places.
Many tell me they've come to see history in the making as Vice President Kamala Harris declares game on in her sudden run for the White House.
For me, at my age, to see a woman on that podium running for president means everything to me.
Flanked between the state and American flags, days since the Republican National Convention was held less than 8 miles away.
So are you with me to roll up your sleeves and elect Kamala Harris?
Candidate Harris comes to this suburban Milwaukee community with the support of some union groups, the Democratic National Party, and Wisconsin Democrats.
And I have a simple question for you. Are you ready to elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States?
Some of the state's top liberals welcome her with their endorsements, and they want Wisconsinites and the nation to do the same.
There's a reason that she's kicking things off right here in Wisconsin, because we are the battleground state.
Yesterday, I joined my favorite Midwestern governors, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, and Tim Walz, to announce that I am all in on Kamala Harris.
In this, the first campaign stop of her 2024 presidential bid, candidate Harris gets an energized welcome from an enthused crowd of about 3,000 supporters.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Like the speakers before, Harris thanks Joe Biden, who withdrew from re-election 48 hours before this event.
Joe's legacy of accomplishment over his entire career and over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history.
With a hint of her campaign slogan, Harris makes her case against former president and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
See, Donald Trump intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations and make working families foot the bill. They intend to end the Affordable Care Act.
With childhood ties in nearby Madison, Vice President Harris tells this crowd she knows the path to the presidency, cuts through West Allis, and all of Wisconsin.
So, Wisconsin, today I ask you, are you ready to get to work? Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it? And when we fight, we win!
As Harris wraps up her visit, just outside the gymnasium, a huge Trump flag flies high as a handful of supporters line the streets as a reminder that it's now Team Trump versus Team Harris. Reporting for Here Now, I'm Merv Seymour.